Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Terry Neese is here. Terry's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the president and CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women. Nobody on the planet knows more to help women find their way and to find opportunities in the marketplace than Terry Neese. And she's our good friend, Terry. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. It's so good to hear your voice, Jim.
You too, Terry. It's good to have you here. You know, Terry, the one of the reasons you're here today on this particular day is to celebrate the 90th anniversary of something that took our country 130 plus years to establish. And I bet a lot of Americans are, I bet there's a lot of people out there, men and women, who never really thought about it much. And when they do think about it, it just sounds like something bizarre. And that's how long it took for women to be able to get to the opportunity to vote, the privilege, the right to vote in America. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. And I'll try to put this in perspective. My mother will turn 89 years old in November.
Wow.
And we women got the right to vote 90 years ago on August 26, 1920. So just think about that. And women died. Women were put in prison. Women protested outside the White House.
For generations before.
Years. Yes. And finally, you know, we got the right to vote. So in working
and the world, and the world hasn't been the same since, Terry.
No, it hasn't. And by the way, I'm living in Oklahoma where we have two women running for governor. We're now down
wow.
to a Democrat woman and a Republican woman nominee who are running for governor in the great state of Oklahoma.
Is Oklahoma ready for that?
I think we are. Sure. Yes, absolutely. We're ready. And we have to be now. We have a Democrat nominee and a Republican nominee, female.
I know. So it's a fait accompli. There's going to be a softer touch in the Capitol coming up pretty soon, isn't it?
It is. And you know, it's just so important, as you know, Jim, for women's voices to be heard. We have a tendency as women to think that politics is dirty and we really don't want to have anything to do with it. But, you know, I have this saying, and you know what my saying is, if you run a business and you're not involved in politics, then politics will run your business. And so
that's right.
those voices.
Well, we're seeing that now at the national level, aren't we?
Absolutely. You know, we can really change the course of history. And I think there is a wind of change out there. There's a wave right now of people who are very upset with incumbents, who are really believing that the country needs to change. They need, and by the way, we're doing a listening tour with Donors Trust around the country to talk to women entrepreneurs about what their greatest concerns are. We've just done Kansas City, also one in Orange County, California. Then we're on to Little Rock in New York City. We do a survey at these events. And what we're determining is 54% of the respondents believe that the most damaging thing to them right now is the deficit and spending.
Yeah.
And, of course, when you're spending money with the government, you're spending my money.
Well, let me throw a little piece of information in there on top of that. We have our new survey on our website this week talks about why businesses might be reluctant to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked them, you know, why are you reluctant? And the responses were because of the economy in general. I can't get financing to fund growth. Government actions make me uncertain about the future, and I'm not experiencing any opportunity to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Of those four, guess which one is far and away, as the poll is going so far, is far and away the lead.
Well, I would think it's the uncertainty about government and where government's
taking it. That's exactly right. And, I mean, people are so, they don't know how to do tax planning for next year.
Right, right.
They don't know what health care is going to cost them.
Right.
There's this 1099 issue where we're going to have to, if nothing changes, we're going to have to do 1099s for every relationship that we have, even though, you know, it's a redundant thing to do. We don't know if that's going to be, you know, an extra expense and obligation for us next year. Those are the kinds of things that the government doesn't understand. It makes small business owners say, I'm not going to hire anybody in this environment.
The uncertainty is just killing us. And, you know, we're still facing an economic growth rate of only about 1.9%. You know, already scarce credit is soon going to be more expensive. We're facing tax increases at the end of December.
Yeah.
And we just cannot run our businesses. And, you know, I do still run businesses myself.
Right.
And we just can't run businesses not knowing a plan for 2011. We don't have a plan on how to run our businesses. And what does that say that we're having to wait to see what the plan is from our government? That's a scary thought.
That is. And see, this is what irritates me when I hear people say something about, you know, we need the president back off of vacation so he can, you know, he needs to be running this, you know, getting this economy going again. You know what? The government doesn't get the economy going. The government really can't do anything but hurt the economy when they take steps. The people who get the economy going are the people in the marketplace, not the government.
Right. Yeah. We are the ones who will create the jobs through innovation and new ideas and entrepreneurship, and it's key to the growth of our economy. And by the way, I believe, and a lot of other people, small business owners believe, that we're really in trouble right now, and that's causing the uncertainty.
But Terry, it's true, and it's a rough truth, but it's the truth that we get the government we deserve because we put these people in power.
We talked about that Saturday in Orange County, and you know, one of the things that I continue to say is these elected officials work for us. They're our employees. We pay their salaries. And if they are not doing what we want them to do in terms of their vote, then it's time for them to go home and live under the legislation that they create.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on to that thought. Take a break, folks. 20 after. Right back with Terry Neese as we continue to celebrate the 90th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which it will in the right to vote. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blassingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out if you get a chance. Lots of things that will help you there with your small business. Don't forget to take our poll question, and you'll find the question and the answers that you can choose from right there on the homepage. We want to know what you think. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. We've got lots of stuff that will help you. In the newsletter, we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. Articles, archives, et cetera, lots of stuff there. Smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Terry Neese has deposited with us over the years. Terry is the president and CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women. We're talking about, among other things, we're celebrating the 90th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote. And Terry, has anybody looked back on the political circumstances before and after that event, the 19th Amendment, to see, you know, how women voting changed the landscape of politics?
Well, yes. I mean, there's been all kinds of studies on the gender gap in terms of the elections and how women are taking up and using their right to vote. And, you know, I must say that it is a bit dismal. And it's also a bit dismal in terms of how many women we have running for office and elected to office. And if you look at, by the way, the number one country in the world in terms of the most women in parliament is Rwanda.
That's crazy, isn't it?
And, of course, that's mainly because so many men were killed in the genocide.
Yeah, I guess so.
And then also in Afghanistan, their part of their constitution calls for 25% of their lower parliament to be women. And as you know, here in the United States, we're at 14% in the Senate and 13% in the House.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think
women,
Iraq has that same thing, doesn't it?
Yes, they do. It's just so important for women to understand how their voices need to be heard. And so I just want to make sure that the audience out there, your audience out there, understands that women died for us to have the right to vote. And so it's important to know, in terms of who you're voting for, what their values are, and do they match up with your values.
Do you speaking of values, Terry, do you think that small business owners, men and women, are conflicted sometimes between when they vote, between voting for people and issues that directly affect their small business in a negative way or a positive way? And a conflict between that and other issues that might not be part of their business. Do you ever think about that?
I do. I think women are more so than male small business.
You think women are more conflicted about those things than men are?
I do. I think we think
like the abortion issue, for example, the right to life issue,
business issues, economic issues. You know, for me, as a small business owner, and the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women is a 501c3 nonprofit, and so we are not political. We certainly educate on public policy, but we're not political. We encourage women to really look at the motto of, if you run a business and you're not involved in politics, then politics will run your business. And, you know, we have to have money to run our families, and we have to have money to, unfortunately, pay for our rent and food and have the car to drive. And so when you're thinking about people to vote for, you know, make sure that they match up with the values of what it takes for you to run your business. And, you know, let me talk about the deficit and spending for a minute. We have a budget at my business. And we don't spend if we don't have the money. And I think that's just real common sense.
Right.
And so for anyone to spend more than they bring in is going to end up being a problem. So that's where you are in a business. That's where we ought to be as a country. So we need to really stop and start thinking about these things. All of the money that's taken from us and goes to the government to pay for services, entitlements, et cetera, that's got to come from someone. The government doesn't make money. We are the ones who make money and send it to the government for the government.
And we've got to be telling them how we want that money to be spent, not letting them do it as they want, as they wish.
That's right. And many, many people are intimidated by elected officials. And so they don't pick up the phone, or they don't write a note, or they don't fax something in.
But don't you think those days are starting to diminish, though? I mean, don't you think people are starting to realize that these people are not, a lot of them, men, you know, on both sides of the aisle, have not been good servants of ours?
You know, it is and it isn't. I think that there's been a lot of movement to get people to open up and call and talk to their elected officials. But, Jim, as I travel around the country, there's a lot of women in the audience that just don't know how to do that.
I hope you can continue to do that, and we'll be doing what we can to support you. Tell us how we can find you online, please.
www.ieew.org.
IEEW.org. Check it out, folks. Terry Neese is the best. Terry, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim. Have a good day.
See you next time. Got to take a quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.